This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Iranian-backed militia says the death toll from U.S. military strikes in Iraq and Syria against its fighters has risen to 25. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The announcement in Baghdad came a day after U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said U.S. military strikes targeted the Iranian-backed Iraqi militia that was blamed for a rocket attack last week that killed an American contractor. Initially, 19 members of the Kateb Hezbollah or Hezbollah Brigades were reported killed, but the militia's spokesman told the Associated Press that the death toll rose to 25. He says 51 fighters were wounded, adding that the militia group's commanders will decide on the retaliation. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating mega blaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. Dangerous fire conditions and extreme heat are forecast Monday across four states in southeastern Australia. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. Nine people have died since the fires began, hundreds of houses have been lost, and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
Somali officials say at least 16 of the most severely wounded people from Saturday's truck bomb attack in Mogadishu have been airlifted to Turkey for treatment. The truck bombing killed at least 90 and left 125 other people wounded. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump will start the new year knee-deep in foreign policy challenges. AP Shelley Adler reports.
One of those challenges is North Korea, as the U.S. awaits what Kim Jong-un called a Christmas gift. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week what will be done if it's a long-range missile or nuclear test.
We'll reserve a judgment, but the United States will take action as we do in these situations, and that's if Kim Jong-un takes that approach, we'll be extraordinarily disappointed, and then we'll demonstrate that disappointment.
Negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea have been stalled since the second summit between Kim and President Trump in February. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Taliban says it does not intend to stop fighting in Afghanistan, rejecting as false and baseless reports the insurgent group is ready to declare a temporary ceasefire in a bid to seal a peace deal with the United States. The announcement comes on a day when Taliban insurgents killed at least 14 Afghan security forces in the latest of a series of deadly assaults over the past few weeks. Hong Kong protests show no sign of slowing as the city heads into 2020. Reuters' James Pomfret has more.
We've seen an evolution from peaceful marches with involving perhaps 1 million or 2 million people, and it's just built from there. The protesters have been more and more willing to use violence. It's been rather haphazard. Sometimes the tactics have been scattershot, and it's hard to see where sort of strategically the protesters want to go ultimately with this. There's still four more demands that haven't been met, and so I think the protests will ripple on.
That is Reuters' James Pomfret reporting. Five people were stabbed at the home of a rabbi in Rockland County, New York, over the weekend. The governor calls the attack a cancer of growing hatred in America. AP's Julie Walker has more.
It happened during a Hanukkah celebration in Muncie. The suspect, Grafton Thomas, has pleaded not guilty to five counts of attempted murder. Joseph Gluck confronted him in the home.
He took out his knife sword from a holder and started hitting people back and forth. He didn't say anything.
Gluck chased Thomas into the street and was able to get his license plate number. That led police to capture him in New York City. Governor Cuomo calls the attacks and others like it acts of domestic terrorism.
This is an intolerant time in this country. We see anger, we see hatred exploding.
This attack comes on the heels of a string of attacks targeting Jews not just in the state but in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.